What the fuck's up? Oh, I know what you guys are thinking. This guy seems really angry. Well, guess what? I'm actually shy! And I know, everyone thinks they can bully me because I run to every class with my rolly bag. Well, joke's on them. That's where I keep my katanas! All right, let me just tune up real quick. Okay, I think I'm ready. This song is about how every day of my life is a complete fucking nightmare, aka I grew up in the United Waste of America, aka I'm a communist. See me after the show for literature! One, two, I don't care!
Welcome back to Small State, Big Takes. I think this is episode 276, but it's been so long. We are part-time podcasters. I forgot. Opening take four, Stephen O. Scott, what do you got?
Yo, what the fuck's good? Happy to be back. Ollie, you're my boy. And you know what? Yeah, we've been part-time lately, but it's about to lock down. I'm not fucking afraid of shit. You know what, dude? You know, it's been a busy few weeks. This is going on, you know? We got shit going on in our personal lives. We're grown men. This is what happens in life. But it's okay, you know? As long as the boys are always on with each other's, you know, have each other's backs, we're chilling. Shout out to James Murphy. Shout out to fucking Will Tondo, Jake Zim. Shout out to fucking Tristan Cassis, who Oliver was about to keep in fantasy. What's good?
Yes, sir. Big Tristan Cassis believer, big Tristan Cassis guy.
Yeah.
Not really much to look forward to, I think, as terms of, although, you know what? I do have to admit, before we start rambling on about bullshit today, because that's probably where this is going to go, I am suddenly pretty fucking confident that Jordan Montgomery will end up with the Red Sox. And I do think that changes the potential outlook of the season, but not like in a dramatic way.
Yeah.
Because he's not like a big time personality, you know, but I think he's a very good pitcher. Not sexy, but it's what you need. And him dominating the Yankees will be funny because Eovaldi used to do it and he was also a Yankee. And now you would go get a former Yankee that I frankly thought was fucking terrible for years when he was on the Yankees. I was like, this guy
he was
sucks.
Nothing to me. He was nothing.
Right? He was
for so
was
long.
He was like their sixth guy swing man. He's like, oh, right. Jordan Montgomery, this guy stinks. And you know what? He was like okay for them. Honestly, he ate a lot of innings. He goes to where St. Louis and was like
Cardinals.
It was like good for them. We were like, wait, he's actually good. And then he goes to the Rangers and is really good and like drops his nuts in the postseason and fucking goes off all postseason. We called him in my gambling group chat, we called him the Stoppa, because when you needed someone to change the momentum of a series, you threw the Stoppa at him, and Jordan Montgomery did just that. And I, you know what? I'm pretty damn fucking confident that the Red Sox are getting Jordan Montgomery, and I'm excited about it, but I'm more excited about Cutter Crawford. It's Cutter Crawford year. I think if Cutter Crawford was a Mariner, they would be slobbing him up like he was George Kirby, but because he's on the Red Sox and has bad numbers at Fenway, he's disrespected in the general baseball knowledge punditry, whatever you want to call it, and I'm excited for Cutter Crawford to have an all-star season. How about that?
Ooh, you know, are you, this conversation scared me a little bit because I've been doing a lot of research on Cutter Crawford myself, and I'm starting to believe like big time, like it's not even a joke. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah,
like,
I'm in.
Fantasy baseball.
Velo's up this spring too.
All those, Tanner Houck too. All those guys
Tanner
are
Houck's
all.
Velo's up, yeah.
Andrew Bailey doing something. And, you know, I don't want to give credit already, but these guys looking pretty solid coming out of the bullpen. Gilly, what's good? What's that hat you're wearing? It's fucking fire.
Thank you. A little Nationals City Edition.
Yeah.
That's dope.
That's Although, really how dope. Funny is it that they aren't wearing their City Connect jerseys anymore? Just like that.
They're such a joke. They are just the worst franchise.
With
Although,
tell
you what. Yeah. Yeah, this is the last year, right? And then it's...
And then they're done. Yeah.
Although, tell you what. I mean, City Connects are just like so bad, though, in general. I feel
they're
like
really...
now it's like they look terrible, the ones this year.
Yeah, the City Connects is such a marketing ploy. But you know what? Baseball's just
They started off really good.
Yeah,
they
I don't
did.
know if that's an unpopular opinion, but like at the beginning, like I love the Yellow Sox one. I love the meaning behind it. I really like the Cubs one, although it's like kind of lame, but at the same time, I think it's really clean. The Brewers ones are really nice. Like there are some really fucking good ones out there. Astros ones even are pretty sick. Like the
D-backs.
yeah, but like then there are just some big misses. Like.
Marlins, another good one. I like those. Those are sick. I mean, I would never wear that because it's
Oh,
like
it's the red
bold.
one, right?
Yeah, with like the
Yeah.
stripes.
Dude, how are you going to make a cherry blossom jersey and have like no pink in it? There's
Yeah,
like barely
that's
any
true.
pink.
It's a
If you're going to
grind.
embrace the cherry blossoms, just go fucking bald. Dude, a pink out Nationals jersey would have been pretty sick.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's the Nationals
No,
doing? Sorry.
yeah. I mean the whole Nike thing. Do you see the Phillies ones that leaked? They look
No.
not good. Ugh,
Oh,
they're
actually, I think I
ridiculous.
did, but I don't remember what they look like.
They're like they're kind of blue and yellow, to be honest. Mostly blue with like I think it's kind of gradient yellow in it. So it kind of copies the sock scheme, but at the same time, that's like the I think both cities, isn't? That's the Boston City flag. That's that co their colors, right?
Right, it's like
So the city of Philly.
marathon, like marathon based and stuff and whatnot, right?
Yeah,
617 area code, all that.
No. Nike and Fanatics are. I don't know if you guys have talked about that recently, but that shit is just so annoying. I'm protesting. I can't buy anything, and I don't want to either. It's like I genuinely would not. It's not even like out of principle. Like I'm afraid of buying anything that was made in the last like 3 months.
I'm with you all the way, dude. I'm done. And plus, you know what, too? Why even bother? Because, like, at least for the Red Sox, like, none of these guys are permanent. And if we want to be swagged out at Fenway, just wearing all the shit. Like, I think when I inevitably go to fucking opening day, I think I'll either rock a Rick Porcello or a fucking. I'm not rocking. I can't rock the Verdugo anymore. And Benintendi's kind of lame too. He's kind of like a cheapo if
Yeah,
you wear that
see,
now.
I get more and more proud of myself as the year goes on for getting the Yellow Sox jersey with nothing on the back.
I know, but you
Because
kind of want to
at
have a
the
guy, don't you? No?
no, because at the time there were only three guys you could get. It was Xander, Kike, and Verdugo, I think.
Devers.
I don't think it was
I don't
Devers.
remember Devers. I
Oh.
remember Kike too. Xander was the big one, and then it
It was
was.
definitely Kike and Xander. I'm pretty sure the third one they had available was Verdugo.
I think you're right. I think they took like a full year for them to add Devers to that.
And
Which is
yeah,
insane because
before
Devers
he was
was the guy
extended.
even then. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? That's what I, like you said, I don't commit to anybody. Every now and then, actually, I'll wear my t-shirt that just says Mookie on the back instead of Betts. I bought that when they still sold good t-shirts in the, on that Jersey City merchandise shop. They don't sell good ones anymore. They don't sell like old retro guys anymore. I have a Ted Williams one and I have one that says Mookie. Those are probably my two favorite shirts.
You know what I was
But
thinking?
I usually just rock the Yellow Sox jersey now.
That's smart. That's a good way to go. People respect the yellow too. You know, I was just thinking though, like, at what point does a jersey become like just like stale? Like right now, if you rocked a Mookie right now to Fenway, it would be less of a would it be less of a protest and more of a dude, you gotta get a new jersey, you know, that kind of deal? Or like you
I
know what I
think
mean?
Mookie's just different.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think
I don't know.
Mookie,
Until he's
I don't
retired,
know.
though, that's where I feel like it's like I would not do that. I don't have a Mookie jersey, but I don't think I would rock it until he's
Yeah, me too. Me
again.
too.
Shirt's a different thing. I don't think shirt like, but like jersey at like a game is just that's a
Yeah.
lot. I feel like it does look like you don't know who's on the team, kind of.
Right. That's what I'm
Yeah.
saying. You're like, oh
Yeah.
man, that guy doesn't know ball.
Interesting.
Like, but if you show up in a fucking like Marabelli jersey, which I'm trying to get, like. I want some respect, you know? Bow down. Like, you know,
You could
that's
just get an old JD jersey. That's a Mirabelli jersey, right? Wasn't he
right.
28?
Yeah.
Tell you what, we're gonna
Yeah,
see
you're
a
right.
ton of this year is
You're right.
we're gonna see a ton of Wakefield stuff this year
Yeah, you're
when you go
right.
to games.
True. I would love a Wakefield throw. That's enough. That's
That would
yeah.
be a great one.
I'm hitting
I
eBay
can't
right
believe
now.
on that note, real quick, to I don't like getting somber, but like I can't believe that his wife also passed away of cancer.
Terrible.
Like last week. That is just brutal, brutal stuff.
Yeah.
I know. That was a shocker to see.
It was. They did, you know what, to their credit, that family's credit, they did a very good job of
just keeping things private.
Keeping that stuff in-house and not publicizing it, and they just wanted their privacy when it came down to it.
Minus, you know who?
Yes, yeah. Minus one little mishap at the very end.
Check us out. Speaking of Wakefield.
They sell his jersey. They're on the shop.
Is that what's going on with that? Okay. Because I'm seeing this on eBay right now. I'm sending it to, oh my goodness. 2004 Boston Red Sox Gray Road World Series jersey. Ooh.
I did watch a couple weeks ago. I saw 4 Days in October was on Disney Plus, so I hadn't seen that in a few years and had to put it on.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Dad, I could watch that every week, dude.
Dude, that was, oh my God.
Dude, we I don't saw know about so that much. Jersey. I think that's fake. For them to have sizes small, 2XL to 3XL, that's
I know.
That's sketchy.
But like, zoom in.
Always looking on eBay, dude.
It's just so tough to tell if something's real or not.
I know.
I don't know. Would that how the hell would someone have that many sizes of a Tim Wakefield 2004 Road World Series patch jersey?
I know. Yeah, I got like 40 of them. Come on, man.
Actually, on jerseys, though, I was talking to Sosa. This is like a month or two ago. And I was asking him about, because I'm probably going to get a Bruins jersey because I'm going to a Bruins game. And I had just, I don't know, kind of feel like getting a jersey. But we were having a long conversation about it. And the mentality is, because I was feeling weird about it. And NHL jerseys in general are so expensive. But at this point, we're getting fucking old. And we kind of agreed that at this point, you got to get a jersey that you think your kid would be like, oh, hell yeah, if you passed it on to them. Or if they, you know what I mean? Of just like, have your kid wear that jersey and be like, heck yeah, that's a sick jersey. That's, I don't know. I think Pasta's the Bruin that I need to get. But still, that's my mentality now from now on. I was in a weird place. I've got a fucking Jake Arrieta Cubs jersey that I might just donate that, actually. I don't want to own that anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
What size? Why?
I think it's like a medium, but it's, oh. What do you mean? Why? It's Jake Arrieta. I hate Jake Arrieta now.
Oh,
he's just
really?
Like a, yeah, he's a scumbag.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, he said some really heinous shit. And I just, pretty soon after that, actually, after I bought his jersey. So
I didn't know. I knew he was kind of taking controversial opinions. I'll look into what he said later.
I want to say there's I shouldn't say. I feel like there was some other stuff too, some legal stuff, but I could be wrong. But yeah, that's my luck though. As a proud owner of an Avery Bradley jersey too. That's another one.
What
I
kind
of feel weird about wearing.
Is he another bad guy?
Yeah, domestic abuse.
I have his jersey
Avery
and his
Bradley?
Jersey.
Yeah, that was really? A year or two after he was with the Celtics. He kind of stuck
done.
Around the league for a year or so, but
I am done buying shit. How about that? That's it. Avery Bradley? That's it. I missed that one.
At least that looks like a Tatum jersey from the front. When I wear that, I'll just like, I don't know, wear an open buttoned up shirt with it. So it's like, oh, it must be a Jason Tatum jersey. Like,
that's funny.
It's not, but.
Ooh, dude. I see a Fire Veritech one on eBay right now. Woo-hoo-hoo. I you know what? I'm buying a new jersey right now. Today's the day. I wish I could just make a Doug Mirabella jersey so bad. I want one so bad.
You could probably, although that's the thing too. You can't even, if you wanted to buy one through like the Red Sox, now I think it would be like the shitty new Fanatic stuff instead of like, oh, custom jersey.
It'd be really expensive too.
Yeah, I think it's probably like $200.
Dude, I fucking, hey, not to change the subject, but a little bit about 2004 Red Sox, and I was thinking about that Patriots thing that's on Apple TV right now. I'm stealing Apple TV from Pete Skeet, so I've been watching it. And, dude, what a great fucking, like, documentary-style thing. This is the best one I think they've made. Like, you know, like how every
You're
so
the
often...
the first person I've heard to say something good about that.
I love it. Everybody fucking hates everything now, dude. Like, just watch the fucking show. Like, people, like... You go on Twitter
Isn't
and like everybody's
very,
picking
very
anti-Belichick, right?
But Belichick's right there.
I haven't finished it yet.
Belichick is right there though. Like he, they ask him, like they say they talk shit about him, and then they ask him, and he just fucking will agree or disagree. And if you're an actual fan like us, you watch it. Okay, yeah, you can see why he didn't say anything, you know, back about whatever comment or anything. It's not like it's a fucking, like, you know, fight against Belichick the whole time. Like, I watched, like, the last episode was about Aaron Hernandez, and a lot of it was about, like, with, like, Deion Branch was like, the go-to guy to talk to about, because, like, I guess Branch was close with him. And, but everybody in that episode handled it very well, I thought. And that's quite, dude, I can't believe, like, that shit even happened looking back. Like, when you really think about that, that was actually insane. And that was the start of the second part of the dynasty. Like, there's already a full dynasty before that. And then they draft that's the same draft as McCourty and Gronk.
You could argue, like, that era of the Patriots, like, wasn't even part of the dynasty because they didn't fucking win anything.
Right. And they, and that team went undefeated.
And those are, like, Brady's best statistical years as a Patriot, and he didn't even win anything.
Brady at that time was fully unstoppable. It's insane. I really think you guys should watch it if you get the chance, if you think to, because, like, it's a good, you know, blast in the past, because I feel like I remember everything, and then when you watch it, like, holy shit, that's how it really was. That's right. Brady was, like, he was unfucking believable. Like, to look back like that, they don't make him like that. I don't give a fuck. Fuck Mahomes. Like, it's not like that. Like,
no, I totally Brady's agree. I can't believe people are already crowning Mahomes as the greatest of all time.
They're not, though. Those are just, they, like, Twitter are. Idiots. No, they're,
yeah. Some people, well, yes, they are Twitter idiots and they're Patriot haters, but, like, there are people out there that genuinely believe that, and it's just wild to me. They're like, Brady could never make this throw or this pass. And 95% of the time, it's just like, it's because Brady doesn't put himself in a position to need to make those passes. He said something a few months ago. I can't remember if it was, like, with Jim Gray or something. I think it was with Jim Gray, where he was just like, I'll see these guys make awesome plays and scrambles and blah, blah, blah. He's like, but I never needed to do that because I knew what was coming. I didn't need to do that. I saw and read the defense beforehand and threw to the open guy that I knew was going to be. It's just like, I think that part of being a quarterback is overlooked by some athleticism these days, because
absolutely.
We've talked about, dude, quarterback play is at its worst we've seen since we've been alive. Probably not ever because.
Not since we've been alive.
I think so.
Come on. Dude, what about fucking Trent Dilfer in 2001 being the Super Bowl winning quarterback?
I know, but there were still awesome quarterbacks at that time. That was just
who?
Peyton Manning, like Brett Favre, Dante Culpepper. Like,
Peyton was just coming into his own. Yeah, I guess. But
he was still like a stud at that by that point. By like early 2000s, Peyton was Peyton.
Even Dante Culpepper, though, it was all relative, right? I don't even think he was that good.
The way of the game is played, it's just like, you put those quarterbacks in today's day, the quarterback play would be better than what we're seeing from a general standpoint. The top tier, nobody's as good as Mahomes. Like, I agree with that. But from an average standpoint, I think we would see better quarterback play.
I think we just remember it very fondly because it was our youth. How many seasons above 500 do you think Dante Culpepper had?
How many years did he play? I don't even know.
He played for, I won't count his first year because he didn't play at all. 6, 9, 10 seasons.
I can't believe he only played 10 seasons.
And some of them are like, I don't know, less than.
What was that, like a 3 to 5 year flash in the pan of, wow, this guy's fucking insane?
Yeah, there's like 6 years of when he was like the guy in Minnesota. Yeah.
Minnesota, yeah, that's what I think of when I think of Dante Culpepper. And then
he had the cup of coffee in Miami. But how many winning seasons do you think he had?
Well, yeah, I think didn't they go like 15-1 twice?
No, they went 11-5 once. That was the only time he was above 500.
No way.
When was the year? Was Culpepper not the quarterback the year they were like 14-2, whatever? Must not have been
because he went 11-5, 4-7, 6-10, 7-7, 8-8.
I just don't know ball. But what
I'm just saying though, like in terms of those quarterbacks, like because I feel the same way, and it's like Madden, like I used to love Dante Culpepper,
yeah.
But then you like see that shit, and it's like, wow, what the fuck?
Yeah, I see what you mean though, Oliver. To your point, like I think that like, well, watching
it was
that
Cunningham, Brady, by the way,
Cunningham. Sorry. God, I'm such a casual now.
How about people like McNabb though? Like there was a squad. There was a good tier of players that weren't. Like I'm trying to think. Like I was watching the Brady thing, and the emphasis on Brady and Belichick is that they had a unspoken chemistry. Brady was fully dialed in to Belichick shit. Belichick understood and trusted Brady. It's awesome to watch. And you don't see that shit anymore. And as a result, the quarterback play is fucking different. Like, I don't know if the coaches are different now, the players are different, but the game is weird now. And I think you can totally see why Belichick was phased out of the Patriots now. The game has changed. It's a different game. It's a different game than it was in the 80s when he first started, the 90s when, you know what I mean, he was trying to get a fucking job, you know, post Browns, and then he's, you know, the Patriots coach, and everything kind of fell into place for him. And then 20 years go by and here we are. It's like, fuck, dude. Like, I don't know. Things are different now. And I don't think we'll ever, like, Mahomes and Andy Reid, they have a great thing, but like just drafting a quarterback every 3 years and getting a new coach like the Bears do, like that's never going to work. That's never,
so many
ever.
Teams are stuck in that.
You think that Caleb Williams, like, and Josh had a good point about being a bust, and he probably, you know, he's probably going to be a solid player.
I
but
wish Josh was on here to say that, because I want to be convinced Caleb Williams is going to be a bust.
I think he'll be solid.
Why are we out on Caleb Williams?
He just seems like he's I'm the sun and everything revolves around me type of guy.
Well,
did you see the stuff about him, like how he looks, though? He hasn't gotten a haircut in like ages.
Nah. Yeah, that's usually fine. A good thing, though, right?
That's a good thing. Exactly. So people are like, oh, shit, he's locked in. Yeah. Especially if he's been living and training in L.A. You think he'd be a little bit more Hollywood. But
I'm still a Drake rugged. May guy. I'm still really holding out hope that somehow the Patriots get Drake May.
Drake May looks like a Philip Rivers, doesn't he? I mean, the more you look at him.
Yeah, and, I think he talks looks more like Herbert.
That too. Yeah, you got a Herbert thing going too. You're right.
Dude, dude,
you're not scared of like an ACC quarterback, though?
But I don't want him. I don't want him at all.
Mitch Trubisky all over again. Of just like, oh, you dominated North Carolina. Like, great. Like, who have you been playing? Even look at Kenny Pickett. Tore it up at Pitt. And I was rooting for him, but it's like, he's not that guy.
I understand. I just kind of think he's different. He's 22 years old. Like, the other quarterbacks after him are all 24 already. That's like the other quarterbacks in the draft are the same age as like Sam Howell and Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields. Like Justin Fields is the same age as fucking Jaden Daniels and Penix. And I'm just like those are the types of things that make me be like, I think you take a chance on the younger guy and get 2-3 years of development before, but like, but then you can say like, well, you did that with Sam Darnold, and look what happened. Yeah, well, wasn't exactly in a good situation, and maybe if the 49ers actually played the good quarterback in the Super Bowl, they would have won. Who knows? Who's to say?
What? Wait, who? Fucking Purdy or
are you
who?
Bashing Brock Purdy? Is that a Brock Purdy shot?
Kind of.
Or you saying Darnold over Purdy?
Yeah, yeah. It's just
things could have been different. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
What?
They could have lost by like 30 instead of 10 or 2, or whatever the fuck. 3.
I can't believe they lost that game. Honestly, though, Kyle Shanahan is such a choker.
Dude, you can't believe it, dude. I want you to always remember. I want
the way
you to
that game
remember
was going. I could not believe they choked it away.
Oh, what are you talking? The Niners are the biggest chokers, and they you know what they are?
I know, but I couldn't believe they did it again.
No, you know who they are, though? That team that the fucking Globetrotters plays. They're destined to lose. The NFL's got them. They have the biggest. They have the biggest fan base, the Niners, from the Joe Montana days, and they just carry that on till now. They fucking will never win again because it's Mahomes' league until he retires because they're trying to make Mahomes Brady.
Remember when they forced that Mahomes interception and they were like up to, they're up like 10 or something. And then what do they do right away? They fucking drop back for like 3 passes in a row and punt the ball right back to him instead of giving the ball to Christian McCaffrey. Oh, like, God, that was frustrating.
Yeah.
Anyways,
that was a weird game. Poorly coached.
What else you been watching these days? Because your boy needs a TV show. I will say I'm a big Walking Dead guy, and the first episode of the new Walking Dead show, another spinoff. Yeah, I get it. It was one of the best like show premieres I've ever seen. It was so good.
Really? Is it one episode in?
It's
or what?
It's 2 episodes in now. I think the second episode was last night, but I'm probably gonna watch it tonight or tomorrow. The Ones Who Live. It's like I don't know. I guess spoiler alert for anybody that hasn't got to that point in The Walking Dead, but They like kind of kill off Rick at some point, but he's not actually dead and was never confirmed dead. And now here we are years later in the life of Rick trying to get back to his family. And the first episode was fucking insane.
Poor actor is just looking for another job. It's like, Jesus Christ, someone else
Yeah.
hire me.
Well, he did leave the show. He was just like, I don't like where the writers are going with it. I blah blah blah, blah
Oh, gotcha.
and left the show. Like, it was on his own, from what I know, anyways. And
Yeah.
maybe
Was like
Will
a long
Pondo.
stretch too, to
It
be fair.
was it, but I will say, once Rick did leave The Walking Dead, the show fucking got so good. I did
Really?
miss him, but the plot and the writing got way, way better after that lull they had. So, like, just wondering if you guys got anything that I can dabble in here lately that is easily accessible and I don't have to purchase 17 different streaming apps to watch.
I do. It is, I think it's the next big show, honestly. Especially, I feel like HBO has a lull right now, and it's, you've probably seen some hype about it. Dude, Shogun on FX slash Hulu is
I
a
thought about
banger.
starting
What's
that.
it? It's
What's
only
it
two episodes
about? I
in.
was
It's
gonna
about
say,
to,
just started, right?
yep, just started. It's about like literally the, what is it? Is it 1700s Japan? And
Okay.
all that shit. So it's based on historical events, sort of, but it's like crazy. It's kind of, it gives me the same
Loosely
vibes of
based.
Vikings.
Okay.
Yeah, true.
Okay.
Well, it's one of those things, like, who knows what really happened, but like at
Right.
least like it aligns historically. It's not like fiction, or at least like the world itself is not fictitious. But yeah, did you guys ever watch Vikings? Because it reminds me a lot of that, and I loved Vikings.
I watched like four episodes of that show.
Yeah, I
Then
didn't
I
watch too
get,
much of it.
I have a really bad attention span with shows, so unless it like
Okay.
really hooks me,
I'm kind
like.
of with you. I need to be hooked in kind of right away. But like, once I commit to it and I get in, I can suffer through some shitty spots in the TV show to get to
Breaking,
the
I'm watching
end.
Breaking Bad again right now.
I'm kind of like the opposite of Josh, honestly. You know how he fucking will never ever finish a TV show because he's a lunatic? I'm just like, I gotta finish it. Got to. Gotta
I'm
know
kind
what
of with you.
happens.
I'd rather watch a shitty show all the way through and know that it is bad
Like,
than
if I'm
not
like
do it. That'd
five or
kill
six
me.
seasons into a show and it's starting to go downhill, I'm like, look, I know we're going down, but I'm going down with you. I gotta see it through.
I've been going hard playing video games. That's my thing lately because I have, well, a lot of free time now. But I'm almost finished with Pokemon Heart Gold. I'm coming real close.
Oh, nice. I've been thinking about going back to my yellow and completing that.
Dude, just do it. It actually, like, I feel like I was looking at like the games that are coming out this year. I'm like, dude,
Like a
nothing
level
interests me.
100 Mew up in there, you know?
Yeah. Dude, there's nothing better than those games. I don't care. Like, I'm done. Like, I'm done with the new shit. Like, I'll just play
We
my old
haven't
shit
had
now.
a fucking podcast since the Pokemon Day last week. Let
Oh,
me vent
shit.
about that for a second too.
All right.
Dude, how do we still not have those games on our Switch?
They're holding us hostage, man.
That was the biggest fucking ball busting cock tease I've ever
That
had
was
was
purposely.
so many things, so many teases leading up. You're like, oh, they're just blah blah blah. And not only we didn't even get like another remake. We got a tease of a Pokemon Legends Arceus sequel, which I never even played that one. I heard good things about it. Didn't interest me. I want old school. And you know what? We didn't get it. And I really, for some reason, I'm a fucking idiot. I really thought, excuse me, that they would give us at least Red and Blue GBA or GB on the Switch emulator, Nintendo Switch
Throw us a
Online,
fucking bone.
and fucking nope.
Yeah. Pokemon, for some reason,
Pissed
won't
me
throw us a
off.
bone. And you know what, too? It's got so much potential, but it just, they refuse to use their potential. I don't know what they're waiting for. Like, we're getting old now.
Dude,
The nostalgia's getting running out, man.
their
I got a
Switch
life to live.
Online memberships would fucking skyrocket, I'm
Yeah.
telling you, if they put that shit on there.
I don't think
Because
they
there's
fucking care.
idiots like me that would spend the money every single month just to play those games a couple hours a fucking week.
Here's an idea. How about having all those games, even the ones, okay, how about, that'd be great, right? But how about the
Especially
games?
because the 3DS servers are going down too, so you're not
I
going to be able
know.
to trade with it and do anything.
How about all the games that are available on the Switch right now? How about making a fucking, I know Pokemon Bank's a thing, but how about allowing that the actual like bank to be used. I don't know. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, the Pokemon bank doesn't make sense to me. Nothing
I don't
makes
get
sense.
it either. I don't
Like,
get it either.
these fucking guys, these whatever, man.
Fucking dick bags.
That's why it's all about the 2DS, bro. I'm still rocking my 2DS from 2009, buddy.
Dude, so am I, but that shit's going to be like, you're not going to be able to buy anything on it anymore. Or you can't even use online services. Like, you're not going to be able to connect to the internet with it.
It's not available anymore. I tried it. I connected to my Wi-Fi, and then I tried using,
you can't
YouTube.
Use the store. Yeah, you can't do that. I think you can still connect with other 3DSs for now, but that's supposed to stop in April, I believe.
Why, though? Why? What's the point?
Dude, I don't know why. I thought it was because they're going to put all that shit up on the goddamn Switch online, and we're not getting anything. We're
you
getting
think
like
that.
These knockoff shitty games from fucking Japan that were never... Who fucking cares?
We're fucked.
Battletoads is on there. Shout out to Topher.
Oh my god.
How about fucking...
Forgot about that.
You know what I've been playing is Hades. It's like a roguelike game. You ever heard of that?
Can't say that I have.
On DS?
No, on the Steam Deck. I've been going hard on my Steam Deck too.
Oh wow.
Oh, I forgot you have that.
Yeah, I've been fucking pop. I've been going hard on that.
Do you can you dock it like a Switch? Do you do that or no?
You can, but I have not done it because I don't know how to. But
okay.
I want to though. You can make it go into desktop mode too. Desktop, so you can like connect a fucking keyboard to it and shit, which I also don't know how to do. But it's got some really cool features.
Very cool.
You want to roll another one? We done.
I think we're done, right?
All right. I miss y'all.
MLB The Show. Dropping soon.
When's it coming?
Next up.
When's it coming?
I think March 18th-ish.
I can't get myself in.